You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Know, live, transform.
This is 702.
This is 702.
For the curious.
12 minutes before noon, we've had a fantastic show, some really substantive content. Can we just breathe a little bit and talk nonsense for the last 10 minutes with your permission, Abel? Okay, Abel says yes. He's the executive producer in Laura's absence today. So, this morning at gym, I saw two ghastly sights. The one was, I saw a man, you won't believe this, Danae, with Crocs. Crocs are still a thing. Ish, it was an instant turnoff, and the guy was actually good looking. Then there was a second guy that I saw on the gym floor, gorgeous. And after he had showered and got ready for work, he had the weirdest pants on, like floral prints and whatever. And I thought, oh my God, he looks better in his gym clothes. So here's my question to you, whether you're into men, women, whatever tickles your fancy. What is the quickest way for you to go from panting to suddenly being turned off when you see something in someone that's just like, oh no, that is the ultimate turn off. For me, a guy wearing Crocs, that's immediate turn off. I was surprised that I had a preference for people's clothing and call me shallow, but this really muscular guy wearing the weirdest, bizarre floral print pants, and I hope he doesn't listen to my show because he greeted me so enthusiastically. I saw like Nierman. I need to take you shopping, darling. You need clothes to go with your hot body. So what turns you off very, very quickly in someone who otherwise you might have macked on until you saw, I don't know, their nails or the way they chew or how they are dressed? For me, funny pants on a hot guy's body, that might be a turn off. And if you wear Crocs, I'm afraid that is the end of me macking on you. 011-883-0702.
Eusebius MacIsa on 702.
Call Eusebius on 011-883-0702.
Seppo, good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. My biggest turn off, Eusebius, is if someone in a class and they don't have rhythm. So everyone in the class goes left and they go right. Even if they can be as cute as a button, that is a bigger turn off.
If they don't have rhythm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, I'm one of those people. I have a pair of left feet.
Thank you.
Okay. What is an instant, what makes you go from panting after someone that you regard as hot and then suddenly being turned off? For Tsepo, it is if you do not have rhythm. Like I said, for me, like if I see someone wearing Crocs, I'm afraid that is the end of it. Hello, Patricia.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Please don't wear shoes as a man. White shoes, no.
I've had, you know what? It's almost like you people are trolling my past. When I came to Egoli, I used to have like three white pairs of shoes. I thought it was the thing.
No.
So if you had to go on a date with a guy and he wore white shoes, what would happen? Would that be the end of the date?
I don't know. It's just like, yo, I cringe if I see a man. Especially the pointy ones. Yo, I'm like, what are you thinking? Wearing white shoes.
No, I totally agree with you. Yeah, mine are now firmly tucked away in PE at my dad's house. I don't know what I was thinking indeed. Letitia.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right.
I'm good. So I have two turn-offs, right? The first one is, what is it with people, especially guys, just crutching their things in the middle of the street? I'm like, dude, go shower or something. Like, oh. And the other one is people picking their noses.
No, surely not.
I promise you, I've seen that. You know what? Just do it in the bathroom. In the morning, just clean it out, all out.
Mm.
What is it that you have to scratch your finger in the middle of the street? What do you want to do? Do you want to eat what's coming out?
I've got a weird one that also is a turn off for me. And this one, I know some of my friends think that I'm just being too squeamish. Nose picking. Yeah. I don't like it when people blow their nose at the table. So if I go on a date with you and you don't get up to go and blow your nose somewhere away from the dinner table. Yeah, I find it a turn off. Don't blow your nose while we are having dinner.
That's like common. That's like who taught you?
Yes,
a dog. But no, seriously.
Thanks, Letitia. Fred, how's it?
Yes, serious.
Yebo.
Goodness me, a pretty lady full of makeup, nice and cool, but she cannot reason. Can you believe that?
Yo?
Absolutely without reason. I mean, every time she opens her mouth, you're like, are you going south or what? And yet you're pretty. I mean, it's like you saying you have a, you have two sets of left shoes. Right?
Yes, yes.
That's incredibly off, eh?
Has that been your experience in the past? Maybe you have a weird, like, dating pattern.
You know what? That is an absolute truth. Right? Mm. And I mean, don't be fooled. These people can be as pretty as, like, I don't know, queens. And, but sometimes people don't reason, eh? Absolute turn off, eh?
Yeah. Lerato, good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Hello, you see. That's one thing that I can't stand. Men using Zambac on their lips. Take out this pen and put it around their lips. And then they pee and face the street oncoming traffic. That's a total put off. And the third one, you see, what they do is they unpack maybe something and the pants are hanging and the bumps are sticking out. Some of them are so asphalt. Oh, no.
You know what? I agree with you on the peeing one. That's problematic. About the pants, I'm not sure about the pants, though. It depends whether their father was a baker and whether their buns are perfect. Because if the buns are perfect, then it's all right.
The Zambac.
But as for Zambac, I would imagine, Lerato, you hardly date South African men then, because Zambac is part of our culture.
I do date them. Have a nice day.
Mkholisi says, I've got a few Eusebius. Gold teeth. That don't go to Durban, buddy. White shoes, oversized pants, and I'm ashamed to say the accent can end in a crush. Shame. You know, I really should stop oversharing. You people know me too well because I'm honest to a fault. Mkholisi, you and I have got one thing in common, and this is despite the fact that I give workshops on diversity and inclusion. I also have an accent bias. You know, I don't think I could date a colored guy that sounds like he comes from the colored community and he didn't go to a Model C or private school. Colored guy must sound like Eusebius, and then I might date him.
Eusebius Makaiza on 702 for the curious.
How's it, Peter?
How's it, Eusebius?
Good. What's a turn off for you?
Mine is hectic. At the age of 38, I only found out last year that it's an actual medical condition called misophonia.
Oh,
and what happens is it triggers the brain and sounds of chewing, crunching, anything to do with, for me personally, anything that comes from the mouth that's a little bit too loud. You know, you chew your food, I'll chew mine. I don't want to see you chew it. So for me, the biggest turnoff has got to be chewing. So much so that I'm similar to Eddie Murphy in the movie.
Oh, Boomerang. Looking at the feet.
Date for me, we go to the movies, we do popcorn, and I sort of critique you. By the end of the night, you're either going to get a phone call or I drop you off and speed away.
Oh, that's brilliant. I didn't know that there was such a condition. That's amazing. Thanks for sharing that. Very quickly, 20 seconds, Senzo.
Oh, UCBS.
Yeah, bo.
Yeah, you know what? I hate it. My turn off is this eyebrow pen, this crooked eyebrow pens.
Oh, the eyebrows, the one that are drawn on?
Yeah, the ones that are drawn on. Yeah, I can't understand. They don't understand. Why?
I think that's still a thing. I thought it was only part of what you do if you work at ShopRite. No? I haven't seen it around here in Sandton, darling. Maybe you must move to our side of town.